This is Awesome Etiquette from APM Podcasts and presented by VPR. I'm Dan Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post, and we're from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I've been noticing a sort of cult following of the self-help, do-it-yourself movement. People have told me I really should learn to make my own shoes, buy bulk linen and sew my own sheets and drapes, learn how to brew kitchen sink kombucha, if my health actually matters to me, that is, use my weekend hours to process soybeans into milk, reupholster curbside fines rather than buying furniture. The list goes on. I am lacking a few key resources for following this advice. Time, money, and the most important, basic interest. There are other skills and interests that matter to me, things I am working hard to master. Case in point, I am working on my etiquette skills so I might respond tactfully to their advice.
That is such great humor. Sorry.
It's good Vermont humor. Very dry. Very dry.
Yeah.
The latent message seems to be that the world would be a better place, that I would be a better person, if only I cared enough to take up the other person's passion. Dan and Lizzie, all I've got is this one small flawed self. Gallant efforts notwithstanding, how do I tell my friends and family to make peace with the imperfect person I already am? With gratitude, your dedicated listener.
Dedicated listener, I totally understand. Dan and I live in the world of DIY. I mean, it is so Vermonty. You've heard me talk about canning my own vegan chili. You've heard Dan talk about the things he does on his little house up on the mountain. We do live in a world where people are especially DIY capable, encouraged, and they feel it's important. And all those things can lead to DIY judgy. It's totally fine to share thoughts and hobbies and ideas, but where I take issue with these folks are when they place judgment on the subject, like the line of, oh, well, you need to do it for your health, or, oh, well, I'm reupholstering this so that I'm not contributing to mass consumerism. And they're all good things, but it's when they're said with that air of, yeah, I'm better than you because I do it. And people don't always even intend to drop that air into it, but somehow they just do.
In Burlington, there is a local foods movement.
Yes.
The restaurants in Burlington have been featured as part of a local foods and local food culture. And my cousins from Boston had the best description for it. Say, you know, I'm sure it's excellent, but it just unctuous was the word that they used to describe it. And that discussion with my Boston cousins about how Burlington appeared to them in terms of its food culture has sat in my mind, has reminded me to do my best to avoid this territory that really isn't such good territory. It's not good etiquette territory when people feel judged or like they're not meeting a certain standard that, frankly, they don't have a lot of interest in meeting in the first place.
When you're dealing with someone who you don't know as well, maybe they're not as close a friend, brush it off. Moment to acknowledge they're not actually behaving great. I'm not going to return with rudeness. But when it comes to close friends and family who are doing this, I think because the likelihood is that they're doing it very regularly to you, I would feel very confident saying something like, you know, I admit I get a bit overwhelmed when I hear that. I do a lot to take care of my health and making kitchen sink kombucha it's just not something I can take on. And when you say it like that, it makes me feel like I'm a really bad person for not taking it on. A little bit, you have to be someone who is able to say they're not judging me. They just really are trying to encourage me and it's not coming out right. But you can also stand up for yourself and set that boundary a little bit. Just remind them, hey, trying to live the best life I can over here.
I am sure that dedicated listener will approach that delivery of that kind of sample script with the same good humor that this question was asked with. Dedicated listener, thank you so much for that question. It was a delight.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by APM Podcasts.